If you get your Bibles and turn with us, please, to the book of Genesis, first book in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 9, might read verse around through verse 12 or 13, probably so. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through probably around 12 or 13. And preach a message about come out of hiding. You'll find Adam hiding here in this particular passage. How that he need to come out of hiding too, just like we do. Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? The woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I don't know about you, but I'll speak for myself and probably for you too, if you be honest. When we don't feel good about ourselves, generally we begin to build walls that we try to hide behind. We build walls out of money. We build walls out of food. We build walls out of relationships with other people. We try to hide behind those walls. We build walls sometimes of the work in which we do. Those terms we always hear talking about people being workaholics. All kinds of many kinds of walls we build of our own making to try to hide behind. Now, why do we do that? I believe it's to keep other people from really seeing us as we really are. We don't want people to see us many times as we really are, do we? Adam and Eve didn't. We need to keep people at a distance, don't we, so many times, not really knowing us deep down inside as we really are. But you know something? I find that lasting relationships can only come about by being transparent. Now, I know you hear a lot of words today about being transparent. There are a lot of hypocritical terms being used, but I'm being honest about spiritual terms. Lasting relationships only come about by being completely transparent. We see this in the life here of Adam and Eve. How we all have to hear this story, and we've got to almost admit in our own heart how much many times like them we are. Human nature has not changed. A lot of things change, but human nature does not change. So how long will we stop hiding and be willing to be transparent before the Lord. Well, their experience here is a good lesson for us. It's a good help for us. Like them, many times we try to focus on other people. And we ask questions like, well, why did that person get a new house and I didn't get one? Why did that person get a new car and I can't afford to keep the one I've got running? Why did that person get that job and I was passed over in promotion? Why this? Why that? Why them? Why not me? We ask all those questions, don't we? Amen. That kind of thinking makes us miserable, doesn't it? Amen. It really does. Makes us resentful to other people, too. So, what's the answer here? Is there any answer here? Is there any hope here? Is there any way out? Or are we destined to try to hide, or hide out, you might say, all our lives? There are some great truths here in this particular passage that we need to examine that'll help us, give us some answers, and give us some help for today. Get us the answers that we really, if we'd be honest, that we're searching for, that we may not ask anybody else, but God has some answers here that'll help us come out of our hiding in our own life. Like Adam and Eve, of course. You know nothing is hidden from God. Amen. Now, we try to hide things from God, but we know we can't. Nothing is hidden from God. Adam and Eve found it out here, and I'm sure we need to understand that we're in the same situation they were. There's three things I want to show you here, three things I want to discuss with you here. Some reasons we try to hide many times, and then the results of trying to hide, and then how to recognize coming out of hiding. Look at this story in a little more depth with us. First of all, look at this. Look at the reasons we try to hide from God and we try to hide from other people. It's just a pretense. The reasons why we hide. Now, Adam and Eve saw the reasons. They knew the reasons that they attempted to hide from God. They'd never hidden from God before. Why now? What was different now than before? Let's see the reasons why. Not only Adam and Eve, but we also try to hide and make a pretense of it. Some reasons we try to hide. First of all, is because of sin. Verse 12, verse 13, look at them again. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. Sin always, first of all, separates us from our God. And sin always separates us from other people. No way around that. When they sinned and they allowed the devil to deceive them, they not only had their relationship to God broken and severed, but they had their fellowship with God broken and severed just as well. Sin causes so many people to try to hide today from their mate, from their children, from their parents, from the church, from their co-workers, from all sorts and kinds of situations people try to hide themselves from today. And they try to hide themselves also from God, as Adam and Eve tried. Now listen, you need to know, we need to know, Adam and Eve found out, we need to know we can't hide out forever. Do you know why? God will not let you. Amen. You can't hide out forever. God will not let you. But sin, first of all, is the first reason why we attempt, in pretense at least, to hide out. In their life, you see it here. The second reason is shame. Look at verse 7 here. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Sin opened up their eyes to where they really were and really what they had done. And sin always brings shame. The Bible says they opened up their eyes and they realized they were naked. So in shame, they took fig leaves and they sewed themselves some sort of clothing, if you will, to try to hide their nakedness from God. Do you think they could hide that from God? No. Do you think you can hide from God?
No.
No, you can't hide from God. They couldn't, and we don't. But people try to dress themselves up with all kinds of coverings to pretend to hide from God. Well, that wouldn't work with Adam and Eve. Listen, and it won't work with you, and it won't work with me just the same. So sin is the first reason we try to hide. Sin then brings shame. And then sin, when it brings shame, brings fear. Look at verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Sin brings shame. Shame brings fear. Fear of God. They feared God. Now, they hadn't feared God before. Why now? They'd never tried to hide from God before. Why now? They'd always been naked. Why be ashamed of that now? What took place? What was different? You see, we too need to see the reasons why we pretend to hide from God. It's sin, it's shame, and it's fear. And a fourth thing I want you to see, it's blame. Look at verse 12 and verse 13 again. God spoke to Adam and asked him what he had done, and Adam put the blame on Eve. He said, the woman that you gave me, actually almost like blaming God, the woman you gave me, she gave me this fruit, and I ate. Then God turns right around and speaks to Eve and asks her, what is this that you've done? And she puts the blame right away on the serpent who deceived her. So we always have a real pretense, don't we, of blaming somebody else for our own condition. Well, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. Listen, we're going to all have to stop trying to put the blame on somebody else for our own condition. We've got to learn to take the responsibility in our own lives for our own situation. Look on with me in the story. From the reasons we hide from God, or try to at least, it's a pretense. I want you to see the results. What takes place in a person's life when they attempt to hide from God? From this pretense, and this result is problem after problem after problem. Sin brings separation. Separation brings shame. It brings fear, and it brings blame. See when these things come into play, into the picture. See what happens. See several things that take place in your life and mine from the very fact of attempting to hide from God. The first thing you see here, they all of a sudden found it very difficult, very hard to talk to God. Look at verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Why, they find it so hard to talk to God now. They hadn't found it hard before to talk to God. They hadn't hid themselves in the trees to prevent talking from God before. Look what's happened. Hard to talk to God, they found it. What's the difference now? Not only did they not want to talk to God because their fellowship was broken, their relationship was broken, that's why so many people today try to hide from God, and they find it very difficult to talk to God. Let me ask you a question. Do you find it hard to talk to God? Do you talk to God? Do you talk to God with ease? Or do you find it hard to talk to God? Many people find it very difficult to talk to God. Do you want to talk to God? Well, you can. The Bible says they heard God, heard God's voice in the cool of the day, walking in the garden, and beloved, they hid themselves all of a sudden now and didn't want to talk to God. Found it very hard now to talk to the Lord. Listen to me. The first thing I know in the way of a solution to get us to coming out from hiding out in our lives is to talk about what's going on in your life. And that's the very thing that I find so many times people don't want to talk about. They find it so hard to be transparent and want to talk to God about it. Well, that's the first thing I see to happen. The first result was that they found it hard to talk to God. But look at something else in their life. They now felt lonely and alone. Look at verse 10. Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Both Adam and Eve now felt alone, and they felt alienated. They'd never before felt this way. They'd never before felt alienated. They'd never before felt alone. They'd never before felt loneliness in their life. Why do I hear so many times over the 44 years that I've been in the ministry? Here's what I've heard time and time and time again, recently and in many years back. I hear this, preacher, I feel so alone. Preacher, I'm so lonely. Nobody cares about me. I feel so lonely. I feel so alienated. I feel like, preacher, I'm the only person on a lonely planet. I'm the only ones. Adam and Eve were the only ones on the whole planet at this particular time. I feel that nobody cares. That's how Adam and Eve, no doubt, had to feel. Lonely, alienated. We try to hide from God and from other people as well. This problem seems to surface, doesn't it? We find it hard, first of all, to talk to God. And then secondly, we feel lonely and we feel alienated. And then we feel it very difficult to face people. Look at verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Wouldn't you have just thought when Adam and Eve found out what they had done and where they are and they were alienated from God in relationship and fellowship, wouldn't you just think they would have just run to God? But they didn't. It was God who took the initiative. You notice that? It was God who came to the garden. It was God who said, Adam, where are you? They were struggling. They could not talk to God. God called, Adam, where are you? It wasn't that God didn't know where Adam was. God knew where Adam was. He knows where you are. What He wanted Adam to understand, what He wants us to understand is this. We need to realize where we are, what we've done, what our condition is. That's why we don't like to face people today. And these problems surface in our lives. People go into a sense of seclusion. They withdraw sometimes within themselves. Sometimes they withdraw from society. Sometimes they withdraw from their families or their mates. And they just go into a false sense of seclusion, hiding. Beloved, listen. You can't hide from God. God sees you where you are. God knows all about you. David said, Whither shall I go from the presence of the Lord? If I fly to the farthestmost point in the universe, he said, there's God. If I make my bed in hell, he says, there's God. So you see, you can't hide from God. But it makes it difficult, problematic, if you will, to talk to God with sin in your life. It's difficult and you feel alienated and alone. And it's hard to talk and face other people. We don't want to face God many times because of the way we live and where we are. So you see, there's reasons why we're like that. There's results that come, problems we face. But here's the question. Is there any hope for us? Is there any way out? Yes, there is, beloved. Listen, we've got to recognize how to come out of hiding. Listen, to try to pretend to man is one thing. You can pretend from or pretense. You can hide from man, but you can't hide from God. To pretend to hide from man is one thing. To pretend to hide from God is much worse. much, much worse. And here you find Adam and Eve attempting to hide from God. When God asked, "Where are you?" He knew where Adam was. He wanted Adam and Eve to understand now they were sinners and they were lost and they were alienated from God in relationship and in fellowship. Why? Why? Unless, beloved, you're ready, unless you're willing to absolutely face the truth about yourself and confess your condition and seek God's forgiveness, you'll never come out of hiding. You'll never have peace in your life. So how do you accomplish this, preacher? Now, we all got to understand how desperately we do need to come out, don't we? Maybe you don't think you do, but you do. Desperately, we need to come out of hiding. So what is the pathway to peace? How do you get out of it? Well, two particular things come to mind to me as I see it here in Adam and Eve. First of all, you've got to have the courage to admit your situation. Adam and Eve now knew some things. They knew that they were naked. They knew they were alienated. They knew they were in shame. They knew they were afraid. And they knew they didn't want to face God and talk to God. But you know what? They had to. God forced them to face the issue. Admit yourself the situation you're in. We too have to do the same thing. We have to admit. I go back in my own life, and I had to admit at one time, a long time ago, that I was lost from God. I was alienated. I was a sinner because my relationship to God was broken because of sin. And I had no fellowship with God because of sin in my life. I had to come to face with that very issue and have the courage to admit that I was lost. Are you there yet? Have you ever had the courage to admit in your life that you're a sinner, that you're lost, you're alienated, you're on your way to hell without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you come to that point? Do you have the courage to admit it? Amen. You need to admit it. You're going to have to. You're going to have the courage. And God will give you the courage to admit your condition. That'll start you and put you on the path and the pathway to peace and to victory. Once you admit it, confess it. The second thing comes to my mind. We've got to pray to commit ourselves unto the Lord. Adam and Eve confessed. They admitted their condition. God gave them the courage to admit where they are and why they were where they were. Then when you do that, when you confess your condition, you commit yourself to the Lord in prayer, then God's forgiveness comes. And then when you start to come out of hiding. God brought them out. God didn't just write them off and assign them to hell forever. God gave them an opportunity to come back to Him in a relationship and a fellowship again. God Himself slew animals. And God made skins. And God shed the blood, the very first blood atonement ever represented in the Bible. God the Father did it. He slew the animals. The blood atonement was there. That was the way by which they could get back into relationship and fellowship with God. And that's the only way you nor I nor anybody else will ever get in relationship with God is through the blood. Through the blood. Listen, you may have come here today hiding in your own life from your family, from your mate, from your friends, from your parents, from your co-workers, and you may be hiding from your church friends. You may have come here today just like that. You may feel lonely. And all there in a group of people today, you may feel like you're the only person here who feels lonely. And you feel alone that you're the only person. You know, you can be lonely in a crowd of people. You certainly can. Maybe you've come here today like that. If you'll admit your condition and confess it unto the Lord, right now, right here, right now is the place and the time to get that settled in your life. Now's the time. What better time could there be than right now? What better place could there be than the house of God to get that matter straight in your life, to come out of hiding in your life and come out of the path of victory into the life of peace? Listen, what better place could it be because of this reason? You're here with people who will accept you, who will love you, who will not only pray for you, will pray with you, so that you can leave this place today in the pathway of victory and peace in your life. So my word is, come out of hiding. Come to the Lord. Admit, confess, repent, and God will bring you to victory just like He did Adam and Eve. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I know that since Adam and Eve to the very last person who will ever be born, our lives are so much like theirs, alienated, lost, not wanting to talk to God, hiding from friends and family and trying to hide from You. But thank You, Lord, that You don't give up on us. You don't just assign us to hell. You made a pathway of victory and peace for us again. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ and His shed blood on the cross. Maybe I've spoken to someone today, or someone in, hears my voice. Feels like, Lord, He's just spoken to the need in my life. Lord, help them to understand they need to come out of that hiding place. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling you now. He's wooing you. He's drawing you. There's a song that says, dear Lord, You'll take one step to the Savior, my friend. He'll come to your rescue. He will do that today for you, whatever your need may be. In Jesus' name and to His glory we pray. Amen.